fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 28th day of December, year of our Lord, 2021. A few more days. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say we can still do that. And it's still legal. Believe it or not, in California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, it is still legal. Although I'm sure that that bizarre mayor of Chicago would like to ban the Pledge of Allegiance if she could. And here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag, right hand over the heart. Gentlemen, remove your hats. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. We talked about this yesterday. We're going to talk about some more. Read the book, The Plant Paradox. I say again, the title of the book is The Plant Paradox by Dr. Stephen Gundry. That's G-U-N-D-R-Y. Golf uniform, November, Delta, Romeo, Yankee. And that said, we have patient waiting in the green room, Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy. He's my friend. He's my neighbor. And he is an expert when it comes to incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Okay. I understand you have limited time this morning, but you can be with us the first full hour and probably much of hour, too. Leon, I had dinner in a restaurant the other day, and I was noticing the patrons, almost all of whom were a little or a lot obese. And for you listeners out there, if you were not an adult in 1970 or earlier, which I was, you don't know, except by watching movies, what it was like in America in the 1940s, 50s, and into the 1960s. My elementary school, in my class, we had one young man, one boy who was obese. That was it. All the other young men were height, weight proportional. One young lady who was slightly obese, not much. All the other young ladies were height-weight proportional. That was normal. That was normal in America in the 1940s and 50s and earlier, even to the 1960s. If you were not an adult in 1970, I'm going to suggest you watch some movies showing street scenes from the 40s and 50s and 60s. Maybe watch the film Woodstock. That was young men and women from their mid-teens to mid-20s, typically 15 to 25 would have been the age of almost everybody who was there, maybe a few into their late 20s, not many. You'll see almost no obese people in the film Woodstock. Now, I mentioned Woodstock. I was invited to go there by one of my buddies in the Special Forces. We were at Fort Bragg, and he says, John, it's going to be this great event. Hendrix is going to be there. And at the time, my focus was watching, seeing the U.S. Grand Prix at Watkins Glen, New York. And being a young soldier at Fort Bragg, I had limited time, limited funds. I couldn't do both. So I went to Watkins Glen. I did not go to Woodstock. So I was real close to being there, but no cigar, as they say. It's the official estimate says about 1 million young men and women attended this event. There was no crime of any consequence, no violent incidents that we're aware of. I think some babies were born, and I'm sure there were probably several thousand babies created at that event in the mud, in the rain. But the film about Woodstock will give you a time capsule of what American men and women between the ages of 15 and 25, 15 and 30 years old look like in the fall of 1969. That's when Woodstock took place, the fall of 1969. That's not America today. Not even close. Now, it's easy to point fingers at people who are obese, and I'm here to tell you, if you're carrying extra pounds, it's not all your fault. It's probably partially your fault. I don't want to engage in damning people and pointing fingers needlessly, because it's not all your fault, because here's why. The food itself has changed. Yes, eating habits have changed, but the food itself has changed. And I've made reading this book a priority. I'm about halfway through it. I'm looking at the page count here. I'm at page 194 of a book that's less than 400 pages, a little bit less. Leon, I want you to jump in here. You were not an adult in 1970, were you, sir?
No, sir. I was 5 years old then.
You were 5 years old. So you have no memory of what it was like. Now, I'm going to take did you go to public school or private school? You were
public
school. Let's take the sixth grade. Just at the time, the hormones are kicking in for boys and girls, and your sixth grade class had what, between 20 and 30 students, something like that?
Yes, all right.
Okay. What were any of those young men obese that you can recall?
I think there were one or two of them, but they weren't morbidly obese. You know,
just carrying a few extra pounds. And yeah. And this would have been, the late 1970s? Midnight, about 1977, 78, along there.
Yes.
And the young ladies, were any of those obese?
No, I don't recall any of them.
Okay. Now that this the students you were with, they were all the children of active duty Air Force personnel. Is that accurate?
For the most part, yes.
Okay. And so you, by definition, all the fathers were literate, and the Air Force has a higher standard for literacy and an IQ than than some of the other services. The moms, I'm sure, were literate and had above average IQs for the most part. So the moms and dads did not represent a cross section of America. They represented a higher level of intelligence and education than a cross section of America would represent. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, in fact, my mother was in the Air Force. They met at Lackland Air Force Base at the skating rink, and she was a nurse. But I didn't know that until that when women became pregnant in the military, they were given discharges. I was like, what? And I found out, you know, later.
Well, now they're giving them bullet-resistent vests so they can fly combat aircraft.
I'm sorry, what's that? I'm sorry, I was talking over you. What about the aircraft?
I say now they're giving pregnant women bullet-resistant vests so they can fly combat aircraft.
Yeah.
Well, that aside, your environment did not represent a normal public school in America where there'd be a cross-section of all kinds of people of all varying levels of education and literacy and so forth. So you were very privileged in that regard to be in that environment. Regardless, where we are today is what matters. 2021 is what matters. It's nice to have the hindsight that I have as a 74-year-old man looking back at what it was like in the 1950s. That hindsight is helpful, but you can gain much of that hindsight by doing what I suggested, watching TV shows and movies that has street scenes from that period of time, or just watch the movie Woodstock, which is, if you like music from that period, you'll enjoy the movie. And it was a million youngsters having a great time up in Woodstock, New York, in the fall of 1969. Well, Leon, one of our missions with doTERRA Oils is to help people have healthier lives, more productive lives, more fun. If you're healthy, you're probably going to have more fun, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
If you get up to walk across the room and your knees don't hurt, you're probably going to enjoy that walk across the room a bit more, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, talk about knees, yes.
Of course, obviously. Whenever I'm around, and I have a number of relatives I'm related to by blood and marriage that are carrying extra weight, and they're talking about, oh, my ankles hurt, oh, my knees hurt, oh, my hips hurt. Well, you know, Lena, if I put on a 50-pound backpack every morning when I get out of bed, I think by the end of the day, my ankles, knees, and hips would probably hurt, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I get all the time with people. You know, they're like, oh, I'm about to replace my other knee. And like, and I ask them that, and they said, yes. And I said, I know the answer, but I ask them, what does the doctor say the reason why your knees are going back? Oh, it's because I had too much weight. And so it's a rhetorical question, but I want them to say it themselves.
Right, right. One of my relatives who's now deceased, he weighed way more than 400 pounds. And he had bought a brand new automobile, and the mechanism that held the seat to the car kept breaking, and the dealer was, I guess, didn't want to upset my relative by saying that the weight was beyond the engineering specs of the seat and the mounting mechanism. They just kept replacing the mounting mechanism, and my relative kept blaming the car manufacturer for having defective seat mounts, when in fact his weight was beyond the engineering parameters of the seat mount. Another friend of mine, we were having dinner, and he broke the chair he was sitting on. He was probably approaching 300 pounds, and the seat cracked. It was a wood chair, and nobody, you know, there were several of us having dinner together, and he was a bit humiliated, but I've noticed in the Sportsman's Guide catalog, which many of us listen to my show get, They now are selling chairs rated 500 pounds for one person. And it doesn't need to be that way. It doesn't. And I don't want to point fingers. I don't need to point fingers because the food itself has changed. And so what a height, weight proportionate person could eat and be healthy in 1960, in 2021, eating the very same food will make you sick. The exact same food. At least all outward appearances would be the exact same food. So we need to change too. Since the food has changed, Leon, we need to change. And I want to help people here. I need healthy listeners. America needs healthy, strong, vigorous patriots to face what's coming. The good thing about the plant paradox, what I'm learning is, you won't need to count calories. In fact, you may end up eating more food than you did before, except it'll be a healthier food. You can still have enjoyable food to eat, fun food to eat. It'll just be different. No sweat, GI. And if your goal is to enjoy life, if your goal is to do the things that you like to do, go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, maybe play tennis, whatever it might be, without pain, and enjoy those activities, then reading the plant paradox, following the guidelines there, doing what it says, is not optional, in my opinion, Leon. And incorporating the doTERRA oils along the way will enhance the entire experience. I use the oils every day. I have a special blend I put together to achieve a certain goal, as outlined in the book that we like to recommend. And it helps me. Everybody has individual health needs, don't they, Leon?
Correct. And matter of fact, we have a blend. It's a metabolic blend called Slim and Sassy, and it is very effective in reducing toxins. And so, since we have such a toxic...
We're swimming in our life. I need to interrupt you, Leon, because you brought up something very important. I excuse me for interrupting, but I need to. We are literally living and swimming through a toxic soup of what we eat. We are literally doing that. But go ahead, Leon.
Yes, that's so accurate. Many people, they poo-poo the idea of buying organic. But see, if they know the agricultural products are not produced the same quality that came out in the 50s and 60s. We've had 70 years of all of the pesticides, insecticides, and all the chemicals sprayed onto the dirt. And there was a book written in audio. I remember a cassette tape. I don't know what happened to it, but it's called Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fantastic. I forgot who the author was, but I believe you can find it online. You probably can find it on YouTube and listen to that, and it describes how much nutrition has been extracted from the soil. So, when people think all we need to do is put NPK back in the garden, that's all you need, because there's, over 90 trace elements, manganese, boron, magnesium, and you don't get those with just those three that you see in the labels. And so when people think, hey, I'm eating lots of vegetables, well, if they only give you 3 to 5% of the nutrition that they gave back in the 50s, you have to eat more for your cellular metabolism to be able to actually produce. And so people, and not only eating the junk food, but there's so much EMF and radiation in the air. Apparently from beginning of 1900 to 2020 now, there's over 1 trillion times the amount of EMF than in the environment before. And
right.
So all of this toxic...
The author is Joel Wallach, and available at Amazon. Yeah.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. We have Leon Green with us, a former U.S. Navy officer. To get started with the oils, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. Put it right in your browser. Scroll down under product to the doTERRA oils, and that's where you can find kits. That's K-I-T-S, kits. Get the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage that. If you think you must, then Amazon is disregard. And PayPal will allow you to pay off that dollar amount in 6 months with no interest. That's a pretty good deal. That's number one. Number two, get two copies of the same book, two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 13th edition. 13th edition just published a couple of months ago, having all the latest oils. The 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration will not allow to be said anymore, giving you very specific advice. Last but not least, if you want some private coaching on what oils to get you started on to achieve your goals, and or you'd like to start a home-based business, Leon Green would be glad to give you some personal coaching on that. Just give him a call. He'll get back with you as quick as he can. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188, Mountain Time.
That's 303-495-2188. All these things work together synergistically. The book that Leon was talking about, the title is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. The author is Joel Wallach. Copies available at Amazon for $29. The audio version, 13 bucks delivered to your door, Amazon, and so forth. A good book. The book that I started out talking about, The Plant Paradox, I'm looking to the recommendations there to improve my health. Leon, this past 2 years, I couldn't run the 100-meter dash in competition because of the COVID lockdowns and the COVID restrictions for this year. I'm not going to go on an athletic field wearing a mask, even a mosquito net mask. I'm not going to participate in the silliness. But perhaps this year I'll be able to do that and find a place where they're not having the COVID restrictions. Typically, these competitions start around Memorial Day, right at 6 months from now. So I would need to begin my training fairly soon to be competitive in the 100-meter dash. And I'm looking to the advice from the Plant Paradox to incorporating the oils, which I'm already doing, into my daily life to help me be prepared to be competitive, to once again run the 100-meter dash and have a good time in my age group. And, you know, a lot of men my age, even much younger, can barely walk. And one of the guys I have breakfast with, there's about 4 weeks difference in our age, maybe 3 weeks. We're pretty close in age. The man can barely walk. He's taking multiple medications. He's easily 50 pounds plus overweight, probably closer to, the more I think about it, probably closer to 75 pounds overweight. And if you stand the two of us next to each other, he looks like he could be my father. That's not unusual. Not unusual at all. There's men young enough to be my son who look like they could be my father because of their lifestyle and their choices they make. So I want to encourage people that, first of all, where there's life, there's hope. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. And that's one thing, you know, it can be a very despair-oriented thought to think, hey, you know, I haven't changed in so long, you know, I'll just give up. And so I think the mentality is, you know, there is hope. You just have to focus. And this is where, you know, I speak with so many doctors that describe that, you know, if you don't change your diet now, your body will make you pay. You either pay for the organic foods now, or you're going to pay in the form of pain and inflammation and even all the way to cancer, because the more toxic the food is, the more proclivity you have. And there's actually correlation and causation attached to that. So, you know, you can either pay now or pay later, but you will pay for, you know, your choices. And the way the body protects itself is called lipidosis, in which any foreign material will be encapsulated in body fat and fat cells. And so everybody has about the same amount of fat cells, and it's based on the toxic soup that you talk about. And so if people, you know, eat at the Golden Arches on a regular basis, and in my kids' eyes, I call them, you want to go to the fat food restaurants. I just call them that. I don't call them fast food. It's fat food. And so it doesn't matter if it's Chipotle or just go down the list. You know, if they fry it in canola oil, then yes, it's cheap oil and it's very bad for the body. And GMO, we can just go down the list. So all these things have an impact on your body and your emotions.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Do not use a search engine. You'll end up 20 different places. Just put thelibertyman.com in your browser. You'll get there immediately. Our COVID-19 section, we added something very important, a video statement by a medical doctor talking about how the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots basically destroy your immune system. He makes a point that is now pretty common knowledge. All healthy adults all the time, whether you're a 20-year-old Olympic athlete or an 80-year-old man or woman, we all have cancer cells in our body all the time. That's just part of being a normal, healthy human being. What happens is the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot destroys your natural immunity to suppressing the cancer cells, the tuberculosis cells. We are going to see an explosion of cancer and tuberculosis and other diseases as a consequence. Regardless, at my website, you'll find interesting information that will educate you and entertain you. I'm doing more private consultations than ever. If you want a private consultation, the details are at my website. I talked to Tom Berryhill yesterday. Good news for you folks waiting for energy cleaners. I'm getting 36 energy cleaners the next day or two. I'll begin shipping them a day or two after that. And I'm getting another batch next week. It's been a struggle. Tom has had the flu himself, not the COVID, just the plain old seasonal flu. And he's recovered from that. He didn't stop manufacturing even when he had the flu. He just slowed him down a bit. But we're helping people getting their lives back, getting past the arthritis pain, getting the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Details at my website. You can place your order using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're talking about doTERRA oils and health in general. And the Slim and Sassy, let's see, there's two. They got two versions, one with a different name for men, I believe. What's the male version?
It's the same. It's the same liquid. The men during the special day, I change it to Cut and Confident because you know,
Cut and Confident. It's not yeah. It sounds more He-Man. Yeah, I like that. Well, we all want to be He-Man.
And the best advantage of having and using the Slim and Sassy is that it increases your metabolism, and it uses grapefruit oil to extract and to eliminate the toxin in your body. It's a toxin eliminator. Just like lemon is very good, grapefruit is even much more effective. And if you recall what we had done at the event we had back in St. Louis years ago, which I put the grapefruit oil on the plastic styrofoam, and 15 minutes I put a drop in me.
Right.
And I passed around. You could see an evident hole. I looked through the plate and saw the guests there, and that's what it does to the foreign toxins in your body. It dissolves them. Drink lots of water, and you purge them. And so, I even have a video that one of my first events I went to with doTERRA. There's a woman who lost 63 pounds, 36 inches, and around her overall, her arms, her legs, and everything, and in 6 months. And all she did was take 25 drops over, you know, a 24-hour period while she was awake. She'd take these. And so the blend by Slim and Sassy, you know, that's proprietary blend by doTERRA, has peppermint, which increases your metabolism, ginger, which reduces the appetite. It's natural appetite suppressant. And then there's also the grapefruit, which is the toxin eliminator. So, and there's several others that eliminate and help you get on the road to a healthier life. And so if you use that, it comes both in liquid and also comes in gel cap, because sometimes people don't like the taste of grapefruit and ginger together. But if that's the case, you can just take it as a gel cap. You take five of those throughout the day, and it works very well. And even for people who say, well, I don't need it, I'm not fat. Well, you still have a toxic diet. And even if you're like, well, I eat organic, and I ask them, do you go to organic restaurants every day? And like, no. Well, then you're still eating the same old junk. Plus, you're getting the antibiotics in which they give the livestock. So now you're not only getting fat food, but you're also getting antibiotics. And so then it also reduces your immune system, and that also leads you to having Candida albicans, which is a fungal growth. And so there's so many things that are, you know, adverse about going to the fat food restaurants.
Yeah. I get coffee at McDonald's. That's it. I won't eat anything that they have on their menu. Not a single thing. And I don't get coffee there that much. Sometimes I'm on a road trip, I will get a cup of coffee at McDonald's. A guy I worked with, he worked at a Arby's as a manager. And he says, John, next time you go to Arby's, look at the beef. Look at it carefully. You notice it all has the exact same grain. And I asked him, how is that possible? He says, well, here's how. They take the beef, they make it into a slurry, a liquid slurry, and they dry it out, and they mash it between these rollers, and the rollers have the grain imprinted on the rollers, so all the grain is exactly the same, whether you get an Arby's beef sandwich in New York or California or Alaska or Florida or Texas. All the beef has the exact same grain in it. How about that, Leon?
I didn't know about the grain machine, but that is quite nasty. And so, that's really bad. And when you were talking about Dr. Gundry, I've purchased many of his items. You know, he has the phenol, olive oil, and things like that. So, yeah, he knows his stuff, and he was a cruddy. But he also went from being obese too. And that's if you've seen some of his previous videos, he was one of the best cardiovascular surgeons in the world, and
right.
He was obese as well. And he
right.
talks about his saga going, and that's where the plants come in. And you know how funky the food's getting, you know, with the crickets and algae food. And, you know, I love meat, but I realize I'm going to be going, probably going down the path of
Are you still there, Leon? Did you move your telephone?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, we lost you for about 15 seconds.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. My phone's acting up this morning. I also got distracted because I inbound call from one of the people on the cruise. And so I'm sorry, at my train.
Well, let me help you out here, Leon. My wife, Dr. Moore, told me 30 years ago, she says, honey, you only need 4 ounces of meat a day. That's about the size of a pack of cigarettes. And I've always remembered that. But Dr. Gundry is making the same point. And ideally, in our area, Leon, it's fairly easy to get your hands on grass-fed beef because we're surrounded by grass-fed beef. I've already made arrangements to buy half a cow this spring from a friend of mine who's a cattleman. These local wheat meat processing places are just booked a year in advance. Some of them are one. I know one in particular is going to be expanding their production facility. But another friend of mine, he raises chickens at his place. Chickens that eat the bugs like they're supposed to. They're not fed corn. A lot of issues we have is now that almost all the chickens are fed corn instead of being running around in the yard eating bugs, which is what they're supposed to do. Same thing with cattle. Cattle that are raised in a feedlot, they're fed grains. Cows aren't meant to eat grains. They're meant to eat grass. I'm not going to say meat is bad at all. You need a healthy source of meat, whether it's chicken or beef, don't you?
Yes. And the reason I was describing the food, the meat aspect, is I was concerned about you know, when I see them saying you're going to be eating crickets and the fake meat, and it's like, you know, I'm not going down that path. So that's where I'm stocking up on, you know, on meat. But I'm also realizing that, you know, the time is going to be over when they say, hey, you're going to be eating this cricket food and the worms, the mealworms that have now been authorized by Switzerland in the dietary laws. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to go down that path. So I'm really going to focus on, you know, other forms of protein, which I have for years anyways. I've been backing off meat more, but when I hear them saying, oh, we're going to give you this Soylent Green type meat, it's like, no, I'm not even going to go there.
Before I get to our next caller, let's see. Well, I'll have to find this later. Let's get to our caller. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just going to share this. I used to be a ballet dancer from the age of 5 to about 25. And as we got, we were taught young about our diet because ballerinas are I don't want to say overly thin because they can go the other direction too. But we had to be on a special low protein diet, high carb, lots of fruits and vegetables, because we burned, as we got older, we got burned at least 2,000 to 3,000 a day just working out, because we did 3 hours a day. So it's an hour bar work, an hour floor work, and then an hour on your routine that you're supposed to be working on. Okay, so that'd be 3 hours a day. But this diet, the Gundry diet, is similar because it's low protein, lots of fruits and vegetables, and you do watch which ones you eat. So I didn't read too much on the carbs, but we had to have a lot of carbs. So I just wanted to say, and we kept physically fit. I mean, we were really strong. So we ended up being more muscle than fat. And so anyway, I wanted to share that. And then the, I guess I'll share it now. But the only, I had written you, John, about, I was watching football the other day, and there were some players coming off the field. They'd go on oxygen, and they were claiming one of them had had COVID and was having an asthmatic reaction after COVID. But there were several coming off and taking in different teams, getting sideline oxygen. I've never seen football players get sideline oxygen. I mean, they're fit too. They have a diet too they've got to hold to, and they're very strong people. So that really concerned me, because the one man just looked almost afraid. He wasn't breathing. He bent over on the field, and they took him off, and they said, you can't play right now. So I don't know. I just wanted to share that. So anyway, well, you know.
Yeah, thank you for sending that to me, Deborah. I'm not up to speed on what the current goes on the sidelines with football athletes, whether it's routine for them to be sucking on O2 or not. Do you know, Leon, offhand?
No, sir, I don't. I've seen it infrequently over the last 10, 15 years, but that was normally in emergency cases. The way she's describing it, it's becoming more and more regular.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just, and also they've been reporting, a lot of the bowl games are getting canceled because all the players are getting, quote, Omicron. And, okay, that's my feeling. They were all vaccinated, and I'll say all, but maybe let's say two. Okay, all of them been vaccinated, and now they're all getting sick, so now they're canceling all the bowl games for college.
Bowl games are being canceled because of COVID?
Yes, like they're at least, well, there's many bowl games getting canceled, and then they're trying now to combine the ones that aren't canceled because they're not showing COVID. They're going to play together, and just so they can play, because everybody's upset now that they're canceling all these bowl games and people have traveled to watch them. We have one in Arizona tonight. They're still holding their breath that they can play. And then we've got the Fiesta Bowl here, and they don't know if they're going to play that. And one was canceled in Tucson. I forget what bowl that is. But so that team is looking for another team to play because one team had to get out.
Amazing.
I mean, but these people were all vaccinated, so... this is my true belief. When they got the shots and the booster, they're developing they're shedding the virus, and it's not any unvaccinated people giving it to them. They're giving it to themselves, and now it's just spreading. And also, I don't know if you know that airplane flights are being canceled because all the workers are getting Omicron. So many flights have been canceled, and I don't know if it's workers or pilots, but you know, they can only fly so many flights because everybody's homesick and they have to wait 5 to 10 days to come back. So I wish people would just see what's happening. These are the vaccinated people. No one's giving it to them. They're giving it to themselves.
That's right.
And
through the shot.
And Fauci has audacity. Fauci has the audacity saying, oh, this is the unvaccinated, and we really need to now, we're going to start impacting domestic travel. We should actually make it mandatory for domestic travel. When I heard that, I just started screaming at the radio.
Good for you, Leon.
Okay.
Anything else, Deborah?
No, that's it. I just
okay.
wanted to...
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
We got a break. Thank you, Deborah. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The film I was thinking about Leon, before earlier in the show, the title of it is The Way Back, The Way Back. It's a docudrama about some men who escaped a Russian gulag in 1939. and walked more than 2,000 miles across some of the most harsh environments on the planet, including the Gobi Desert and the Himalayan Mountains, to get the freedom in India. A very moving story. The one actor that people would recognize was Ed Harris, was the one actor that people might recognize. Very well done. Our next caller is Jim in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Hope you're well.
Thank you. Good.
Good morning, Leon. Thank you for everything you do as well.
Thank you.
John, I had a few topics that were happening in my area. I'm in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh area.
Yes, sir.
And one of which is our national radio station in the city of Pittsburgh, our largest one. You turn it on yesterday, for example, and they're telling everybody that in the northern counties where the vaccination rate is very low, the hospitals are overfilling. They're saying this on national radio in Pittsburgh. So I call. I know a lot of people in these two counties. One of them was McKean County, and I'm very familiar with the area. I call up there and get somebody who works in the hospital, and she laughs. So this is what we're going through. We have people on our Pittsburgh radio station, hosts that are blatantly lying. And when I call up there, they tell me that there's no overflowing of the hospitals. Everyone in there is basically there because they had the vaccine. Okay. Now, at the same time, we have a doctor on our Pittsburgh KDKA station. He's telling everybody that there is no such thing as natural immunity to this Omicron, which we know is another lie, I believe. Now, those are just some of the things we're facing. When you have 2 million people in the city of Pittsburgh and that's all they're hearing, well, that's all they hear.
Right.
Now,
right.
If you have another moment, I don't want to take up too much time, John, but I have
Go ahead.
Okay. Harrisburg, this morning I call Harrisburg to get on one of the legislators because we're having a shortage of substitute teachers. Okay, we all know why. So I call Harrisburg to find out if the bill that they're introducing for the substitute teachers has anything to do with the vaccine being mandated for you to be a substitute teacher since they're having a shortage.
Right.
So you call now and you know what they're back on. They're back on the COVID shutdown. All the offices are closed because of the latest COVID outbreak. That's what they're doing. First time I heard it was this morning on the voicemails.
Jim, I'm so disappointed to hear that. We got a break.
Me too.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Jim. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, John.
Right, we'll be back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.